The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead. And indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Grace to you, O Christ.
Grace to you and peace from our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Lord of life, the Lord over death, the one who is indeed Lord of all. Amen. Many years ago, when I was a teenager, I used to spend my summers visiting my brother in Southern California. And I would go out there every summer and live the fun life of a teenager. One time I remember we were standing in the kitchen, and suddenly the lamp over the kitchen table started to sway, and the dishes in the cupboard started to rattle, and finally a picture hanging on the wall fell down and crashed on the floor. I didn't know what was going on. I was a Midwestern boy. I had no idea what earthquakes were like. I wasn't scared, but it sure was unsettling because you could feel the earth moving under your feet and you didn't really have your balance under control. Something was moving, something was going on. It was an earthquake. Come to find out, that's pretty common out there. My brother and sister-in-law, they didn't even notice except for the picture falling down. Darn, got to put that back up. But earthquakes, we're not so familiar with them in this part of the country, but they are common in some parts. And they are the earth moving under people's feet. And in fact, it can be very powerful, sometimes even destructive, as the earth moves against itself. I find that an interesting metaphor for our celebration this morning. In Matthew's gospel, you may have noticed that this is the only gospel that records that there was an earthquake on Easter Sunday when Jesus rose. The earthquake happens when the angel rolls the stone away. Earthquakes come from the Greek word seismo. We've got seismologists, seismographers. Those are people that study and learn about earthquakes. Well, if you look in the text from Matthew, there's all kinds of seismology going on in this last couple chapters of Matthew's gospel. The Greek word is seismo. And as the angel rolls the stone away in the story, the earth seismoed. And it's not just there. When the angel rolls that stone away, the guards who were set there to guard the tomb, they seismoed in their boots. They shook in their boots. And it's not the only earthquake we heard about in Matthew's gospel. Last Sunday, on Palm Sunday, you remember Jesus rides into Jerusalem in procession, riding on a donkey, his followers, you know, waving palm branches, laying coats on the path in front of him. And it's Matthew says that as Jesus came into the city, the whole city seismoed, shook. Later, on Good Friday, when Jesus breathes his last breath on the cross, the earth seismoed. The earth shook. To quote Jerry Lee Lewis, in this Easter story, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. Earthquakes come when two tectonic plates rub against each other, causing tension. And eventually that tension releases, sometimes in violent activity. Well, in the gospel story, the tension has been building for some time, a tension between two masses of ways of thinking, ways of living, Jesus on the one hand and the way of the world on the other. Jesus brought in what he called the kingdom of God, this world where the least are as much as the most, where all are equal, where all are loved by God, where all are worthy of honor and respect, where all children of God are valued. But another earth mass, human world, the way that we treat one another, where dog eats dog, where the strongest survive, survival of the fittest, where the rules of life are me first and you last. Those two tectonic plates, the way of Jesus, of love and forgiveness and acceptance, and the way of the world, were in tension. And finally, when that tension gets so strong, the tectonic plates slip, and there's an earthquake. The resurrection of Jesus is that point where the tension is released and everything moves, everything is changed, and it can't be put back the way it was. That tension resulted in a violent thing. Jesus was crucified. He was arrested and mocked and spit upon and finally nailed to a tree and died. And everyone thought that that was the end of him. But it was not, because there was a whole lot of shaking going on. The world as we know it was being changed through Jesus' resurrection. New life was his. Everything is different now. No longer can evil hold sway in our world ultimately. No longer is death the final equalizer. No longer is God distant and removed from us, uncaring and uninvolved. No, now God is here. God is with us. Christ is alive. He is risen. He's risen indeed, and he is with us still. God's love overcame hatred and war and violence. Forgiveness overcomes condescension and judgment. Love overcomes hate. The world has shifted. The very cosmos itself has changed. Now all is different. Think of this. If Jesus had not risen from the dead, then our mortal life would be it, would it not? That's it. But now we have the confidence of eternal life, not just for after we die, but every moment of every day, eternal living as if God was living with us, present, breathing new life into us moment by moment. If God offers forgiveness the way Jesus promised and acceptance fully to all. If that's true, and it is, then everything is different. How we view one another is different. How we might treat one another is different. If this tension that you and I, that humanity has always had with God, if that tension is released and resolved, and all is forgiven, and all is made new, and in Christ God was reconciling the world to himself, then everything has changed. There's been a whole lot of shaking going on. Now, earthquakes can be frightening. And this shaking up of the way, the order of the world can be frightening too. As followers of Jesus, this talk that Jesus frequently had about loving your enemies, taking up your cross, serving one another, serving even the least and the lowest matters. But it's difficult, is it not? It's a challenge. It's a challenge. And if Christ's resurrection is really true, and it is, then all of those things that he taught have special meaning. Remember the story of the sheep and the goats, where the least of these are valued and are in fact Christ in them? And maybe that story about the prodigal father, the one who runs out with open arms to forgive his wayward son, no excuses necessary, no regrets, no apologies, just pure love. Maybe that's how it is. And maybe that simple story of the good shepherd who goes out looking for that one lost sheep, maybe that's how the world works now. God will seek you out. God seeks all of us out to love us and bring us home. But it is still challenging. And Matthew gives us a hint where we might find the courage, the strength, and the faith to live that new kind of living. And it's right at the very end, and you might not have even noticed it. Here we come to the most spectacular, the climax of Matthew's gospel, where Jesus is risen and he finally appears to people. And how does he do it? He sneaks up on the two women in the garden and says, "Greetings," and then talks with them and reassures them and walks with them. And that's how it always is. Even when we're scared to death, even when the world is shaking underneath our feet, even where we don't know where to turn or how to do it, Christ shows up. He is there with us to reassure us, to give us the faith we need, to go with us, even though the world might be shaking around us. Yes, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. And the resurrection of Jesus is that earthquake that changes everything. But that word of assurance from Matthew, that Jesus comes to us. "Greetings. I love you. I'm with you. Do not be afraid. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed." Amen.